Hello and welcome to the Leaderverse with your hosts, Drew Lee, Lucas Sheradin, and me, Jesse Button. Today we talk about the concepts of authenticity, ego, motivation, and that fine line between being genuine and just appearing to be successful. We talk about topics like using alter egos to push through challenges and the importance of actually being true to yourself and what you really want while you're pursuing your goals, but also the dangers of prioritizing these appearances over your own personal fulfillment. We also dive into some fun examples of inauthentic behavior and the impact of integrity on one's journey to success. All that and more today on The Leaderverse.
But where are the things in your world that feel forced in some ways? Recently, I've had a lot of conversations with different business people, those that I coach, and the topic of, and it's not even a great book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the topic has come up a lot.
Did you just 2-year-old us through? Did you just did you spell out the naughty word?
It was out of, hey, it's out of respect for the pastor. Okay. You know,
Thank you for that. I can't, pastors can't spell. So that's so awesome.
F asterisk C-K. Is that better? I can do the F asterisk or the F, you know, a lot of crazy symbols. If we're texting, yep. But the subtle art, and I think they use an asterisk or they use the at sign on the book cover, but it was the subtle art of not giving an F. And it's like, okay, the book gained global popularity and it's not even that well written. Right. But I think the concept and the idea of where are you forcing something to appease other people?
Yeah.
And as leaders, where do you find yourself leading and appeasing at the same time?
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes, Drew, I bet you in coaching, you find out that there are times that people, as a leader, for periods of time, you do what you have to do so that you eventually could do what you want to do. And it's tough to figure out, how do I stay authentic in that moment where it's like, I don't really want to do this, but I need, this is a short gap measure, or this is a moment in time. This is a part of the sphere. And how do I stay disciplined and authentic at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
I think
I would definitely say there's an element to that.
Yeah.
It's is it inauthentic? Well, here's my question. Is it inauthentic to, let's take a smiling and dialing night. Let's just talk about lead generation. I've never had fun, even during fun smile and dial nights. I've never had fun contacting my sphere. That's always felt like work to me. It's always felt like a chore. It's always felt very boring to me. That always feels forced. But what's forced in it is if I'm saying I want to talk to my sphere, but I don't really feel like I want to talk to my sphere. Yeah, that's kind of the definition of inauthenticity. That always feels forced, but yet worth it. It's something that always gives me energy at the end, but putting myself out there and having all the conversations that I know I need to have in order to grow my business is, that's the most forced feeling I feel. Sure.
What is it? And to that degree, that business is required. I mean, that's a requirement of succeeding in that business, in that endeavor, if that's important to you. But nobody ever said you need to put on makeup and spend 4 hours getting ready and present this image that you enjoy it. The authentic part would actually be like, I don't effing want to do this shit. You know what? None of us want to be here. Let's be honest about it. And let's grind through it, get this shit done so we can go home at the end of the day and we've done a great job and we've done our job.
That's it.
But the authentic part is, I think in some ways, you know, the image that you feel that you have to portray of, oh, I'm supposed to portray that I actually like it. No, I think that's actually a false narrative, because what I find is then other people view that and they say, oh, well, I don't enjoy it, and they really like it, so it must be me.
Mm.
I mean, I'm in an organization, I feel like I've talked to probably 2/3 of the organization, and at some point in time, and the vast majority have told me, they have imposter syndrome. And I'm like, huh. Well, if you don't feel like you belong and you feel like you're an imposter and you have imposter syndrome and 2/3 to 90% of you express the same, then I guess we're all actually supposed to be here.
There you
Because
go.
Yeah, for
not
all
everyone can be an
imposters.
imposter. Because then who's real?
Right. That's so funny.
That's
No,
funny.
we're all just imposters. I have the same thought, and this is a great trick. Learned it from Beyonce,
Oh,
who,
that was like lessons from Beyonce, right, Lucas?
yes. She has a
Carry
character that
on.
she plays. She has a character that she plays that she calls her Sasha Fierce, and she brings out Sasha Fierce in order to hit certain high notes and in order to perform in certain ways that she believes herself, the regular old Beyonce, not regular, but just Beyonce can't do. And so she calls on Sasha Fierce. I have that same thought walking into an office most days. I feel like I'm cosplaying as an adult. I feel like I'm cosplaying as a successful business person. I feel like I'm cosplaying as a, having it all put together. And that there's this fine line. This is what that we always get to in conversations, three of us. There's this fine line in between pushing yourself to be great and pushing yourself, like you said, Drew, through the hard things in any way that you need to push through in order to remain your authentic self in your success. Like there's this line that I cross all the time. Am I lying or am I just gaslighting myself to give myself enough power to get through the day? Like, I
Or am
don't
I
know.
tapping? You bring up a whole, like a, you just unpack, Pandora's box, that there is a difference that says, where is my alter ego, Clark Kent, Superman, the David Banner Incredible Hulk? What's my alter ego that gets me through? Or Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, that gets me through doing the challenging thing? I get an ice bath and I promise I channel my inner Wim Hof. Norwegian is like, I have this vision of the Viking because he looks like one and he sounds like one. Okay, well, that's bringing out an inner strength and a power of an alter ego and utilizing that power sometimes to get through the difficult thing or the superhero. But they're authentic at the same time. And they're driving to get you somewhere that I trust is a place that you want to go and there's a reason you want to get there. The inauthentic side of things is I'm not going to that destination and utilizing this for me. This isn't even something I want. I'm doing it for either image or I'm doing it to appease somebody else. And this isn't really what I want. Which is why I think the subtle art of not giving, became such popular. Because so many people, I think, live their lives in an inauthentic manner to appease other people. I mean, the five regrets of the dying was such a powerful piece of work because of how many say in their last moments, I wish I had lived a life true to myself. There are times you're going to need to bring an alter ego into battle with you to get through the difficult times. And knowing how to tap into that is one thing. Finding out you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, it's really hard. I don't know how you can get the Incredible Hulk to come out when you're in an environment you don't want to be for all of the wrong reasons, because the Hulk will probably say, no.
Why are we
Yeah, I
here?
think that maybe I think there may be sometimes a confusion between authentic and just honest. Like, authentic means I'm committed to an eventual vision, which means I may have to do stuff in the moment that doesn't feel great or is not, fantastic. I think authenticity is I live like toward a future vision that's not here right now. And today, the tension is I'm not there. And yet, I'm very honest with the fact that right now sucks or right now it's hard. Right now, I'm doing something on a short gap measure. It's not inauthentic to say I'm going to do a thousand dial if you're in real estate, a thousand dial day, which may or may not suck, but it's because you're authentically committed to a future vision that's not current today. And so I think that, like, I'll coach agents, especially the newer agents, like, Well, I just don't want to prospect. I just don't like, I think this was a conversation I had a couple of weeks ago. I don't like the fact that you are really big on measuring on a daily accountability, measuring dials. Like, I don't really care as a leader how many dials you make. I care how many closings you make. But to get to that, unless you have another plan, let's measure how many times you're picking up the phone and actually doing an activity. And honestly, that may suck. Authentically, you're committed to a bigger vision. So you go through the suck to get to the bigger vision.
The
And I think sometimes leadership, that's
inauthenticity.
hard because we have to hold that vision in our head sometimes as leaders. I see it, I see it, I see it. I know none of us are seeing it and we're feeling something opposite, but I see it and I'm committed to it. That's hard.
The inauthentic side would be either saying you're doing it and actually not, or just not being honest.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is hard. No, this is easy. Anybody can do this. Those are the moments where it's okay, what is required to get where I want to go along that vision? And you know what? You may need to bring out your alter ego in order to get you through it. What does
Drew, I
that
don't know
mean?
about you, but when you were coaching, as you coached agents last month, Ben Kenny in our organization said, challenged everybody to do 30 open houses in 30 days. And at first, and actually, my daughter was the energy behind that because she was complaining about wanting to go get a job and blah, blah, blah. And Ben goes, I tell you what, do 30 open houses in 30 days. She goes, I'm not doing that. That's too much work. And then 2 days later, she said, you know what? I'll do it. And then Ben announces it to the whole PlayStation that we're doing this. I don't know about you, but we found out about week two, week three, these guys were just doing open houses so they could say they did 30 and 30. They weren't doing it for the purpose of getting business. So I think inauthenticity is sometimes just checking things on a box. Just, yeah, I did my lead gen today, check, but I really wasn't going for the ultimate end goal vision. Like, don't do an open house just so you can go to Bellingham and meet with Ben. Do an open house because you want to find a buyer or seller. You want to service a client. You want to be a blessing to the planet, but don't just, I'm betting, Drew, if you talk to top agents who are supposed to recruit, some of them are having recruiting appointments just to check it off the box. Others are having recruiting appointments to grow their team.
That's so important. That's so right. I'm so guilty of this, by the way. I would be one of the people that would want to go and meet with Ben Kenny and win that contest, because that's all. Winning contests is a motivating thing for me, but man, that why is way off. That's gonna feel like such a slog. You get to 10 open houses in, and if you're doing it just for a meeting with Ben Kenny, all of a sudden the value in that is like, man, can we just have a Zoom? Can I have a phone call with Ben Kenny so I cannot do this anymore? Your why behind stuff is so important.
You know what's amazing though about that statement is if you do things and you're not clear on that, what the ramifications can be later. So I was on a conference call recently, and the conversation was, would you rather, and I want everyone that's listening to think about this, would you rather have a wildly successful business that to the rest of the world looks like it's failing, or a absolutely wildly appearing looking business that's actually failing? So which would you prefer? You want a business that's wildly successful and everyone to the surface everyone thinks, it looks like it's failing, or would you rather have just a massively failing business, but on the surface to everyone else looks like it's incredibly successful? Which would you rather be? Think about your answer for that. Which would you rather be?
We all want to look good and be right. Right. So, man, I'll take the latter. I want the wildly successful business, but there's a time very recently that looking like I was successful was more important to me than being successful. And man, was I miserable.
Well, I wrote this text. I generally send out a text almost every morning to every person that I personally work with one-on-one. And the one I wrote this morning said consistency and habits are ultimately one and the same. And at the gym I go to, there was a sign that I noticed, and it said, week one, feel it. Week two, see it. Week three, get noticed. Week four, people start asking for your routine so they can follow it. And I think it's the same thing in consistency in business, consistency in health. And what I find is, people want to skip week one and go right to week four, which is one of the reasons it feels inauthentic. Because deep down we know we haven't done the work to get there. You climb Mount Everest. Wow! What you didn't see is I had a helicopter drop me off like two-thirds of the way up the mountain, you know, but okay.
Yeah.
Right? That achievement's never going to feel the same way. You know, there was a story of, I had the privilege of running the Boston Marathon, and there's a story, if you can look it up, there was a lady, I need to look up her, but there was a lady that actually cheated many years ago and won the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. I remember this. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, how, it, has she not been discovered? Do you think, like, how long could she have, maybe forever, lived with that of how that had to feel so inauthentic at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But needing people to believe, because clearly you care about it, but needing people to believe you succeeded, needing people to believe this image that you're attempting to portray.
Yeah.
Why was that art of not caring about what other people think of you, why was the idea such a bestseller?
Well, and I think it's because, Drew, I'm thinking a lot about this conversation right now. It's like, I think we need to be all aware that we do all have egos, and to say that you have no ego is kind of an egotistical statement. It's like, because you're trying to perpetuate an image that you're not governed by ego. I think like ego is one of those things that we must always be aware of, because real honestly, I think authentically, if I could win an award and I didn't have to do any of the work, I wish I would say, no, I wouldn't do that, but I don't know. Because I know my ego is at work. I have to be aware that that bad boy is there. And I don't think, like, I was reading a book, or I actually listened to a book on a run last night, the Mindset of a Trader. You know, like a Wall Street trader, and just the inner game of it. And they said, you never, the idea of having to control your emotions requires energy. Don't control them. Just be aware of them and just don't let them govern you. So when we come to this conversation, it's like, I don't know that I'm going to control ego or just say, no, I don't want to look good. No, I'd rather have a business I worked hard for that fails than have a business that looks great and that I didn't. It's just like, I wish we all could say that, but we need to be aware that there is a part of us that says, actually, we kind of like to have the reward without the work. And I think a lot of, like, my mind's going, Drew, to the people who do it one time or do it 1 year and then never do it again because they're bragging about the difference between cocky and confidence is cocky does it one time and tells the story 1,000 times. Confidence just does it 1,000 times. Right?
I love that answer. Drew, well, because I've always had my own definition, and yours is so much better.
Well, but Drew, here's the thing. It's like, you are confident you can run a marathon. Here's the funny thing. It's like, how many have you run? I see your little bibs on your wall. So you've run, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 marathons? Eight marathons?
No. I only know I could run the other 7 because I finished the first.
There you go. And you got confidence. You're just doing it over and over. There's a really good chance that in October, when I run my marathon, it may be the only one I run. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell the story 1,000 times. That's cocky. Like, if I never run another marathon, it's like I did it once. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it. But the difference between Drew and Lucas is Lucas, one time, tells the story 1,000 times. Drew just does it over and over and over and over again. I think authenticity is living where Drew is as it relates to marathon. It's just like, I know I can do it. I'm confident. I've done it before and I will do it again. And I'm going to keep on doing it again because of an internal reward.
Well, now that's it's about ego, getting though. Better that, at just that confidence. Thing. You know, I think that's what it is. The difference is now once you know you can do it, if you do push yourself to do that again or something similar, then it's about getting better and improving. And then it becomes a whole different thing. I've always maintained that what's the difference between confident and cocky was whether or not you were right. So I think your answer is so much better than mine. I was looking up this story and her name was Rosie Vivas, V-I-V-A-S. I think I'm mispronouncing that. But it was the 84th Boston Marathon in 1980, and she was stripped of the title 8 days later after it was covered. She had not run the entire course. It's believed she actually jumped on the course with about a half a mile before the finish. And integrity, authenticity. What I didn't know about this lady was that was in 1980. In 1982, she was arrested for embezzling $60,000 from a real estate company where she worked, and then sentenced to prison. And then in 1983, she was involved in cocaine and like her entire life. So it's like, hey, I at least honor she was authentic in having really skewed values.
She's consistent, at least.
Yeah. But
So
she,
that
in
was
her case,
definitely
didn't
for
do it
the
even
purpose.
once and told 1,000 people about
It wasn't just like she, cut a corner and was like, oh, okay, well, that little corner got me in first place, whatever. No, she jumped in like a quarter mile before the end. That was for the
Yes.
sole purpose of quote unquote winning that race. That
Yeah.
is.
So it's like, you got to be really mindful of like how important is looking the part? How important is this forced, identity out of authenticity just for the looks alone, or what do you call it, the glam?
The glam. Just for the glam.
I trust everyone on this call actually wants to roll big, build really big, fabulous, amazing, healthy, authentic lives, and I really wish they could give a damn less what the rest of the world thought about it. I think that's what's become attractive as in the world of running. It's such a individual, personalized experience that where you're having in-depth conversations with you, and yeah, there are other people there, and there are other people cheering, and there are other, but it's like everyone is battling their own war. And at mile 20, none of us give a damn what anybody else thinks of us at that moment. You will see men that are down to their authentic self. You will see ladies that are at their most authentic self. There's just total vulnerability of that moment in time. And I'm like, wow, if we could just keep that authentic moment and the driving force behind why we're doing what we're doing, where could we go? What could you achieve? What could you accomplish?
Super cool, buddy.
I love that. I gotta end it there.
Right. Thanks,
Nice
Jesse. Thanks,
work.
Drew. Have
Short
fun
and
in the
sweet.
glam. Be your fabulous self.
I will. I'm gonna go play golf with realtors later. I don't know what I'm complaining about. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.